So I want to start with you, Jen Tennekin. Where did you get the idea for this project?
I got the idea because I myself went back to studying music after a 30-year hiatus. And that's what I did. And I found Beth McIntosh, who's a fantastic singer-songwriter and a really excellent teacher.
So what was it like going back to it after all those years?
Well, there was some memory of sort of general notes, music, how things work together, scales, things like that. But what had no sort of resonance from before was the singing part. You know, Beth just assumed that I would sing and play. And I was horrified. And I had one really traumatic incident as a kid in kindergarten where they put me up on stage and I was supposed to sing something and I seized up and they sent me home. Beth didn't have any of this knowledge about my previous singing trauma, so she just said sing, so I sang.
So what Jen is being modest about here is that very shortly into her lessons, she got roped into performing in public.
What was that experience like, Jen?
It was one of the scariest experiences I've ever had, and to put that in perspective, I'm a rock climber, so it was frightening.
So, Rebecca Huntington, let me bring you into the conversation. You've been working on these vignettes with Jennifer, and you're not participating in this yourself. So you get to stand apart and observe from the side a little bit more.
Right. I was excited about the concept because I see how much joy the music lessons bring Jen each week. And so it's been fun as we've gone around and collected other stories through word of mouth. It's amazing how universal it is and how a lot of people, when they engage in some kind of artistic thing, whether it's photography or piano, it just brightens, you know, their day or their week, and it sort of makes for a fulfilling life. But I have to tell you that I'm about to dive in. I've been so inspired, and Jen has bought me music lessons, that I'm going to have to confront my fear of singing.
So you have to overcome fears as well. I mean, this seems to be a theme that people feel afraid of creative expression. Why do you think that is?
I think that we get scarred as children. And I distinctly remember being in the backseat of a car singing to the radio with my friends and them all heckling me for being monotone and just deciding to shut up ever after for fear of humiliation.
I think in addition to the fear of making mistakes is also the myth that artistic talent is a gift from on high, and it has nothing to do with hard work and any of those other things. So it's one of those things where people decide either I have it or I don't, and it limits people. And I think that's absolutely not true.
Typically, the people that we see in concert or the people whose art is hanging on walls or the people whose books are published, they're in those public venues because they've gotten pretty good at doing this thing, and we don't see what it took for them to actually get to that point.
That's exactly right. And I think that what we've found out by doing all these stories is that it's really the process. It's the process of learning an art or creating a painting or creating a photo. It's the process that people enjoy. And ultimately, it's not so much the final performance, although that can certainly add some extra thrill.
Jen, what have you learned about yourself through this process?
Well, you could be gentle with yourself. If taking an art class or taking music lessons or going out and shooting photographs is making you happy, you know, I mean, we're not talking about necessarily people who want to be professional artists or need to be professional artists, but that just allowing yourself to engage in an art is giving you another dimension to your life. And it's also expanding your brain power, I would say. I mean, learning anything new like that is a tremendous benefit. And I hate to admit it, but I might be at the age now where that might be crucial.
You didn't know these people necessarily before filming them, but what kinds of changes have they talked about in their lives through this process?
You know, some of the experiences for people getting involved in an art have been so transformative and so personal and so crucial that it kind of takes your breath away. One woman who is a Latina and acted in her first play, you know, covering the difficult issue of immigration, she felt like for some of the people that she works for, that this was the first time in the 20 years that she's known them that they saw her as a person, as a human with, you know, artistic capabilities. Another woman who's really gotten into wildlife photography, for her, it's a way to keep spending time in the wild after her husband passed away, and the camera is now her company, and it helps take up some of the space left by her husband. So people tell us these deeply personal stories. And even another one who, you know, she wanted to sing, and her biggest aspiration is to be able to sing at her mother's birthday party. So it just, I just think it's amazing how personal the motivations are for people who are getting into the arts.